And Ash, there's a lot of anger over the tariffs being imposed on our steel and aluminium. One senator is calling for strong retaliation.
Yes, there's a lot of commentary around what the Prime Minister should or should not have done in trying to get an exemption from the tariffs, and now what he should or should not be doing in response. Instead of reciprocal tariffs, which Anthony Albanese has ruled out doing, Senator Jackie Lambie has suggested kicking the United States military out of the country and closing the Pine Gap military base to Americans.
Now it's about time you started hitting them back where it hurts. And these things will hurt. I can tell you, if they do not have access to Pine Gap and the communications there, then they are not gathering any intelligence over this side of the world. This is huge. So just warn them, we will close their intelligence off.
I have had two very constructive discussions with the US president. They've been constructive and will continue to engage.
The message coming from the Albanese government is that it is continuing to work to try to secure a carve-out on the steel and aluminium tariffs. It's also concerned about the threat of further Trump tariffs, which have been foreshadowed for next month, and that could impact agriculture with tariffs on beef and pharmaceuticals. There's also a renewed focus on the Buy Australian campaign, and the government will put more money towards it in the federal budget. It's aimed at getting people to shop local, and now it's a bit more pointed, Ursula. The Prime Minister has been advocating for people to buy a Bundy soft drink rather than an American one.
Ashley Roper, thank you. Well, let's go to Jean-Paul Gonzo now, our Europe correspondent, who has the latest on the dramatically escalating trade war between Europe and the US. JP, Europe is really not happy.
Well, Lewis, there's growing frustration as this tit-for-tat trade war intensifies. Europe isn't as exposed as what Canada is, for example, but it's still going to feel the effects of Donald Trump's volatile financial policies. The head of Germany's central bank has warned that these US tariffs could tip Germany, which is Europe's biggest economy, into another recession. Donald Trump, though, is unmoved by all of this, by the instability we're seeing and the uncertainty on the markets. He's vowing to push even harder, threatening to punish nations which have now said that they would impose countermeasures, which of course includes the EU. Donald Trump says he will hit back harder, and he said that during a meeting with the Irish Prime Minister in the Oval Office. Donald Trump accused Ireland of being one of the nations taking advantage of America through the European Union.
And as you know, we're going to be doing reciprocal tariffs, so whatever they charge us, we're charging them. Nobody can complain about that. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter what it is. If they charge us, 25 or 20% or 10% or 2% or 200%, then that's what we're charging them.
So, Urs, all this talk of tariffs, the economy, the political grandstanding, what does it mean for people at home? Well, European leaders say one thing, prices are going to go up and consumers will pay more.